Welcome to Everybody! Everyone, Sports Betting Show, come on, Pat McAfee, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a PA station. He's a beer wonder.
Word.
Bruce is here.
What's Mick going on, dude?
Mick's here.
What's up, Tony?
Nicky Skates is here.
How we doing? How we doing?
Good to see you, pal.
Wow. What a treat on a Friday.
Shout out, Mary.
Fucking hearty slap.
Shout out the Mary Lemieux Foundation.
Yes. Shout out the Steel City Football.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Shout out us.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Shout out us.
Look at us.
You know why you're in here?
Look at us.
Talking puck.
Yeah, we're fucking talking. We're
dropping puck. A puck car, man.
They are dropping.
Big puck fucking car, puck night tonight.
He's coming hot, boys.
Whoa. Mitt, that's because Mitt was figure fucking everything back here.
No, it was my headphones, Bruce.
Don't worry about it. I didn't.
I did put us up a little bit more because people were complaining that we were too quiet, but then I listened to it and we weren't.
Well, yeah, then you should tell them to shut the fuck up.
No, don't do that, brother. It's Feel Good Friday. It's Picks Friday, brother.
A lot of baseball games today, but that's not why we're here.
We're here for the fucking hockey.
We're starting on the ice at 7:10.
Drop it.
Drop it.
You know what I like?
Dropping the
Joe Angeli doing the anthem.
Oh,
in TD Garden.
He is a special treat.
The specimen.
Is but that the guy?
I like when my bets have the same number, though.
Okay. Is that the concession stand bastard?
No.
He's a bartender.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It is.
I get what you're trying to say.
Fucking Will.
Respect for the bartender.
Will needs plenty of bartenders. 2 weeks. No pay. there's teams, two teams that are both minus 130 tonight. I'm going to take them both.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. In the HL?
Yeah, give me the fucking Panthers.
Oh, I can.
And give me the Coilers,
you know,
brother.
What, you know what I would reply to you with, Tony?
You're going to take the Bees and the Cougars. Because they're your teams and you stick to it.
Fucking dogs, brother. What do you say, Nicky Skates?
Those
are
big dogs.
I wondered
where you're
going with those barks. I'll meet you guys in the middle.
Ooh,
I'm going to go one of each.
I'm going to take some Bruins.
Yeah. On home ice.
Everyone sticks to their teams around here.
Read this book before.
I like the Bees. We'll see what... It's probably going to be all Mark, maybe.
Is Dreisaitl going? Is Dreisaitl going tonight?
Doesn't matter. There's going to be two McDavids out there tonight.
If we're, it see, doesn't don't. Matter who's in that for the Bees. I like the Bees at home. Get back on track.
It's got to be fun.
Biz came on Pat Show and talked about, like, go out there, do the 5-on-5 line brawl.
That is the move.
You don't want to do that against the Panthers.
I don't think you want to play the Panthers game. I think you want
to.
They only acted tough because Big Rig was not out there.
It doesn't matter. They love that type of game. They live in the shit like that.
No, the Bees are tough.
The Bees are
nails, brother.
The Bees are Chara's
Bruins. The Bees are fucking nails, brother. Don Sweeney is the general manager.
What happened to you? You used to like the Panthers.
I liked them when they were, like, up and coming. But now, like, now D-Butt's a fan because they're good.
D-Butt's likes them, so he can't like
them. No, it's not that because we both like the Dolphins.
I thought we all agreed.
No. I loved the Panthers.
Except
when they...
Well, I guess you're different. The rest of the world made an agreement. What year is it? 2024. Probably somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago that we would never, ever, ever root for a Boston sports team again.
So here's my thing, Tony. And I'm a Red Sox fan.
Exactly. That's why I said you're a little different.
I hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
But also.
You're a Celtics fan.
I'm a Celtics fan. But also, in this office, besides New York, I'm sorry, Bruce, and the Cowboys, obviously, but I do support the Penguins and the, you know, yeah. I like to see your guys' teams do well.
Yeah.
Giants.
I like the Steelers.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely like to see other people's teams
do well.
What's that
have to do with Boston?
Well, it's Connor.
Yeah, what about T-Butch?
Well.
He's only got one hockey team.
Well, true. Also.
Until Miami gets an expansion franchise.
Yeah, and he also didn't really
Panthers are in Miami.
He also didn't really have a hockey team until a year ago. So.
Well, so you don't like new fans?
Gatekeeper.
Doesn't sound like it. Big gatekeeper, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Big gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you fucking, fandom's a big thing.
Okay.
I don't like half-assing it.
Bruins, Cougars.
I like a split.
Bruins, Oilers.
In Boston, so I'm going to take these tonight.
I don't think he said anything, did he?
Me?
What do you got, Bruins?
What say I?
Yeah.
Florida Edmonton.
I like the Bruins tonight back at the Garden. I do worry that we might have a curse of PK Subban brewing with the Celtics last night.
Oh.
And then he's going to be at TD Garden tonight, so that's something I'm keeping my
eye on. Where was he before? The Rangers, though.
Rangers won.
True. True. So maybe not. But yeah, I like the Bruins, and then in the late game, I'll ride with the Cougars. I just like rooting for Gumpy's hockey teams.
I do agree with Biz on this. I'm taking the Oilers tonight. I think McDavid's out for blood. I don't know what's going on with Dreisaitl. Maybe he's hurt. He's definitely injured. Hurt. He's not saying injured. He's definitely hurt. Is he going to play? Isn't he? I assumed he was full go until you started whispering in my ear a couple minutes ago. Is he playing? What's going on?
I'll ask the Cougars.
You know, that's the source.
Let me
know. The best part.
I like Edmonton to bounce back. Stu Skin, that was a bad game. You got to shake that off. Come back strong. McCheese.
I don't trust no that shots, guy.
Who, Stu Skin?
Yeah, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
He was very good in the Kings series.
McDavid, shots on goal. 3.5.
Ooh, over.
Under.
They're going to be swarming them, brother.
Check, go back and look. I don't know. This is probably a hard thing to find. Probably. Like fucking hockey database or something like that. Look at what McDavid's done against Cougars this year.
Yeah, he wasn't trying.
They do a great job against him. I just, at some point, I don't think you can contain him for that many games in a row. At some point,
he's going to break out. I've hand up on me. I know how great McKinnon and McCarr are, but my Lord. They skate fucking downhill.
David only has 13 shots in 5 games against the Canucks.
Yeah. And that's very good. That's hard to do. So
that's so low.
I'm looking at it like he's due.
Fucking Barry Duel. Is there any seeing green?
Is there a seeing green?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get on the case here.
Let's see.
Another thing. This isn't an ESPN bet issue.
Okay.
This is, I think, all book issue. If I go to a fucking game and I put a money line bet and two guys to score, that's a fucking same game parlay. I don't want to hit the goddamn
toggle.
App.
Yeah.
If I'm putting it in there, it's a fucking parlay, dude. I'm not betting 3 singles here. Like, why is that a thing? It's every book.
It's because they build their platform with straight bets in mind. And then.
Yeah, true.
Like the parlay maker,
but it doesn't
its own product.
You can have the singles, but it doesn't even have the option. It has the button where it says "Go find the same game parlay tab."
We gotta keep calm and oil on.
Okay,
it's Connor McDavid anytime goal scorer and Zach Hyman to record over 3.5 shots plus the Oilers to win plus 540. Oh, that's a triple leg.
Can we get?
There's a couple different ones in.
Can we
here.
Throw in fucking 16 shots on net by somebody too.
What? Sam Reinhart and Connor McDavid to score anytime plus 450.
What was the boost called?
Keep calm and oil on.
Yeah,
not bad.
You've also got a Bruin battle. You got pasta.
You don't like it?
Bruin, listen.
Pasta anytime goal score.
Okay.
Marchand over 2.5 shots on goal. Nope. And Bruins to win.
Gumpy doesn't like shots.
Plus 750.
They got a light I'll money.
Die. I will die. I will die. I'll die before I ever bet on a hockey shot.
What's that one called? Keep calm and Bruin on?
That's Bruin's battle. This is one he's going to love. Okay.
Oh, here we go.
The Coover Carnage.
Oh.
JT Miller, anytime goal scorer. Quinn Hughes to record an assist. And the Coovers to win plus 620.
That's me.
Give me the Carnage.
I'm taking brother. That.
I told you.
Call me fucking Carnage, brother.
Over Carnage, you got it. I'll take the
the first one.
I don't like any. I don't
keep calm.
Yeah, I'm not
keep calm.
If I was on the bees tonight, I'd like that one with the pasta and the Marshy over 2.5.
Okay, one more for you. Fighting in Florida. Machuk.
Now we go.
Anytime goal scorer.
Yeah.
Bob, 24.5 saves.
Well, that means Bruins have to get that many shots. I don't know if they will.
I mean, if
that is an interesting
30 shots on goal
thing, to
they're not in the
sweat
game.
Out.
And the Panthers to win plus 530.
Come out on all.
What was it?
Fighting in Florida.
Kachuk goal. Yep. Bob 24 saves.
25. You need
24 fucking saves.
25. Actually, you need.
I mean, that's just a stupid bet.
See, if it was Igor, because he's been saving 40 plus a night.
Who's
You want to hear the light your money on fire baseball boost?
Yeah. We're not on baseball yet.
Thank you, Nick. Right, that's all I got.
Are you out of here?
I'm out of here.
You don't want to hang around?
Oh, Nick.
First spot. Told you he's got work.
We got basketball.
It's not a basketball day. He's a hockey guy.
I don't know.
You tell Pacers.
Nah. That's Pacers. Who the T-Wolves playing?
Nuggets.
Give me the Nuggets.
All right.
Nuggets are back.
You're good.
Back to work.
Bulk that one.
That's a lock.
What's your baseball?
They got Bobby Witt Jr., Freddie Freeman, Fernando Tatis, Julio Rodriguez, and Matt Chapman to each record a hit tonight.
I like it.
5-1 if you wanted to burn some money.
Before we do the baseball, let's go to the basketball. One play for me tonight.
NBA?
Yep.
I got nothing tonight.
Give me the Wolves money line. Wow. I'm going to ride them until it stops.
It's probably smart. I'm going to be a mark and go the other way.
I don't think that's Barky.
I think it is because it's over by all accounts. But I just think that the Nuggets are going to get one in gentlemen sweep.
It's a phenomenal talk.
That's good. Will you bring back up the shit. Well, the Bruin, what was it called? Hold on, let me
find the Bruins guy.
No, there's a Bruin.
I gotcha.
A Bruins boost on you.
Bruin battle.
Bruin battle. It's called Bruin battle. Okay.
Pasta anytime goal. Pasta
anytime goal.
Brad Marchand to record over 2.5 shots on goal.
Can you hear this?
And Bruins to win.
Marchand over 2.5 shots on goal. Yep. Bruins to win.
Yeah.
And pasta goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to take pasta 2 goals.
Whoa.
So you would do. You would.
That's some spicy rigatoni, brother.
Like the Bruins battle.
I think I like the Bruins battle. Although a Marchy 2.5 shots, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, Marchy's going to get. Sure. He's going to do it.
I think he's going to go. I take Marchy assist before I take Marchy 2.5 shots, though.
Whoa.
I would go Marchy assist, pasta goal. And then I'd think about going back to the Charles Coyle train.
Chuck?
Ooh.
Yeah. He finally got on the board. I think sometimes with these hockey guys, once they see that puck go through the net, they're like, all right, all bets are off. We're back. I am nervous for tonight, though. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
The pivotal game. We need to win our home games and we win the series.
Plus money at home, brother. Can't hate it.
Yeah. Home dogs. I mean, what are we talking about?
Can't hate it.
I can't believe they're dogs. They shouldn't be, but you know.
Well, hey, Florida Panthers are a bit of
one. Take it while you can.
Take it while you can. Yeah. I think they're going to be Let's just fine. Let's
hope we get that fucking square off.
Are you just hanging out or are you doing athletics right now? Or
I went outside because
it's not that warm.
It's not that warm.
It's like 67. It's
kind of football weather.
Is it not that hot?
It's not that hot. So I'm gonna throw on some of my sweats and go back out there.
Might be a Knicks starter jacket night.
No, it's not that.
Oh yeah, Bruce is going to be in the Gainbridge.
Yeah,
you're going tonight.
Nice.
Who's got the whole family?
Yeah. You're going both days.
Yeah. Game six if needed, brother.
What'd you say?
Game six if needed, brother.
That'd be sick. That'd be pretty sick if they did sweep in four. It's going to be 2-2. It's going to go 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It is.
Anything else, brother?
Because OG is hurt, I'm going to go back to the Josh Hart triple double well.
Okay,
I like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going back to that well.
It's like if you don't get a triple double play in 48 minutes, what are you doing?
Exactly. And I guess the only thing he missed, what do you have, 19, 15?
It's the assists that
six
are.
6 or 7? Yeah.
It's the assists that are the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Let's start passing the ball a little bit.
Because even without OG, it's like, hey, that's a guy that you can pass to that's going to get buckets. He's just got to start passing only to Dante and Jalen.
That's all they got. So it's probably what it'll be.
Okay, I mean, Harden had a triple-double last game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he had 8 rebounds.
What? He almost did.
Oh, damn.
He was close. Great assists or something.
Yeah, he was close. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, so I'm going to take all those. I'm also going to take Miles Turner 20 points.
Maybe Harden.
Good luck, brother.
Triple-double. Good luck, brother.
Go Bees, boy.
Go Bees.
Go Stags.
See you out there.
Stags up. Bruins!
Stags up forever, brother.
Baseball.
What have we done?
What
are we? Can we move on to baseball? Let's talk about.
Yeah, unless anybody has.
Let's talk about the big one just a little bit.
What's the big one?
The game in town.
I'm taking Denver just because we were on that.
Pick Friday. So what do you got?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
I am gonna take the Pacers -7.5. I think the Pacers do run away with tonight, and if they don't, they're gonna get swept. So good luck.
Yeah, they certainly should. The hospital Knicks, you know, Jalen's a game time decision. If he doesn't go, it's 48 minutes for Deuce McBride. I believe, though, I believe that they will keep it close and cover the 7 and maybe even steal one here, split these two games this weekend, go back to MSG and shut it down and hopefully lick our wounds a little bit for the Boston Celtics.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Bruce.
Good luck, Bruce.
Not really, but like.
Good luck to all who play tonight.
I only wish you luck because Parma's going to be there.
Thank you. Yep. Parma appreciates it.
Here we go, Parm.
I appreciate Parm.
Here we go, Parms.
Yeah, she rode a bird scooter for the first time today.
Oh, geez.
Ooh, that's dangerous. Don't love that.
That's what I said.
Come on.
What's she doing?
Not a fan of that.
Take it
easy. I think it was like a block.
Well, let's not do that again.
I agree.
In the Uber.
Nick broke his collarbone doing that.
Yeah. That's all I think of anytime someone asks me.
I think it might have been a work from my sister. Like maybe it wasn't started up and she just stood near it.
I hope so.
Me too.
Oh, your sister's here too?
That's why I had to get another ticket. Everybody RSVP'd yes.
It's good. Wow. Sports bring people together, you know?
I'm so fucking excited. I'm driving to the shoot 3 years ago, driving to the old office, looking at that Reggie Miller mural thing. I was thinking like, man, if the Pacers get good, what if this happens? And now the day, the night is finally fucking here. We're obviously super injured, but I'm still just so happy.
Okay. Picks Friday, so here's baseball plays. What?
Go ahead. Jeez Louise.
Lost the Angels bet last night.
Yeah, I don't think I won any bet last night except for the Texas Hawks.
Tonight's a different night. Tonight's a new night.
Fridays, I cannot stress this enough. I love Fridays in MLB.
Here we go.
I do.
I'm an early week fellow.
Really? I'm a Tuesday Friday guy.
Tuesday's traditionally my best betting day in the MLB, but Friday's close.
I love Friday.
Cubs, Pirates, first five under. Assad's been really good and the Buccos can't hit, and Jared Jones is on the bump. He's been very good, so we're going first five under in that one. I got Tigers first five plus a half with Casey Mize going against Framber.
Ooh.
That's a home team plus a half. I'm gonna go under 4.5 with Fat and Cole Irvin in D-backs and O's. Under 3.5 we got Kikuchi and Joe Ryan going in Toronto and Minnesota. Now we go. Braves, first five, money line. Old Chucky ball game goes against Quintana.
Hell yeah.
Phillies, first five, money line. Is it juiced a little bit? Yeah, it's minus 185, but this is all part of a huge parlay as well, so I kept it in there. That's Ranger Suarez has been really good against Rodgers. Royals, I'm going to take that side tonight. Marshy goes against Griffin Canning. That's first five, money line. Dodgers, first five, money line with Glass now on a man.
Now.
And last one of the night, Cincinnati Reds, who have been very cold. First five plus a half against Logie.
Oh, Logie at home, brother. I cannot stress this enough.
I love Andrew Abbott.
Logie at home is just a different animal, man.
I know.
What was the name of the fellow with one hand?
Jim Abbott.
Yeah.
Pitcher, no hitter.
That's why I think about him every time.
Yep. Legend. Play for the Vancouver Canadiens, actually. Yep,
that no-no was with the
Yankees.
Beloved.
All first five.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yankees money line.
Okay.
Orioles money line. Mm-hmm. Braves money line.
With you.
Guards plus a half.
Ooh, okay.
Rangers money line.
Mm-hmm.
Royals money line.
With you.
Dodgers money line.
With you.
Giants money line. Loki.
Anything, Bruce?
Yes. All full game money line. I like the Yankees, the Orioles, and I will go with the Braves, although Jose Quintana does have a knack for bouncing back after bad outings. I still think that they are a little short on the Braves there, minus 145.
Braves are good ball club.
Imagine if the Buccos still had Quintana with fucking
the ace.
Three-headed monster they got.
With Mitch Keller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love him throwing Mitch in with those other two. But
really?
He did have a full game.
He was very good. Bleak
game, sorry. Yeah.
You guys should trade for Mason Miller and then just have them all.
Why'd you trade Brew?
He is from the Berg. Because he's
what? He's an ace.
We'll see. We'll see. Any footy? Jeez, Tony.
What'd he say?
Jeez, Tony.
You don't like that guy.
Who?
I don't know. Whatever baseball game you were just talking about. You said he stinks.
Brew?
Yeah.
He's a Yankee, brother.
Brubaker, brother?
He's a brave Yankee now, brother.
He's a grand Yankee.
Saturday. Give me West Ham money line versus Luton.
Okay.
Give me Newcastle money line versus Brighton. Chelsea money line versus Forest to possibly keep Burnley alive.
Okay.
Burnley can somehow beat Tottenham. It's a big ask. Big ask, brother. Bundesliga, I got Freiburg money line versus Heidenheim. Frankfurt double chance versus Gladbach.
Time out. While we're on the Bundesliga.
Yes.
I didn't know they haven't lost all year.
Leverkusen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not one L.
Why do you think I wanted Xabi Alonso so bad?
Not one fucking loss?
Dude, they've had like, they've been down two goals with like 5 minutes left.
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, it's happened like six times this year. It's unbelievable.
That is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
What are they like, dude, 48?
They were fighting
9-0 or something like that.
Brother, they were fighting relegation when they hired Xabi Alonso. Like for shoot. They were fucking dead.
Bit of a Tom Thibodeau situation.
Yeah. Frankfurt double chads versus Gladbach.
I feel like you say that every week.
I feel like I do too.
Yeah.
Frankfurt double chance.
No matter
Frankfurt double chance against Gladbach common phrase.
No matter who Gladbach is playing, I always have a side on them because it's always an odd number that doesn't add up one way or the other.
That's Gladbach.
They've been overpriced.
That is Gladbach.
Overvalued for like 3 years now. It's pretty interesting. Dortmund off their big win, double chance, for whatever reason they are that versus Mainz.
Okay.
Serie A, I got Bologna double chance versus Napoli. MLS, Atlanta Moneyline versus DC. And POD, POY, POM. Inter Miami is -120 versus Montreal. That,
what are we doing?
They were -115 last week. I think they won 6-1. They will go probably go down. If they go down, you bet them again and they will come back and win. So that's a good price there. Okay. And then Sunday I got Leverkusen Moneyline versus Bochum, Lens Dronobet versus Rennes, Lille Moneyline versus Nantes, Monaco Moneyline versus Montpellier, Serie A Lazio Moneyline versus Empoli, Roma double chance versus Atalanta, and then La Liga I just got Valencia Dronobet versus Rayo Vallecano.
Okay. Where's Mbappe playing next year?
Yeah, he's always with Madrid. I don't know why ESPN.
With Real.
Real.
Why did ESPN FC put that tweet out?
I don't know. It's already, me too.
It's already decided, brother.
It's always. It's
hard. You just put out a video, right, saying thank you, but no thanks because you guys were really mean to me.
Yeah, it's already been decided, brother. It's been decided for a long fucking time.
Mid, has anything else been decided?
Yeah, Tony, I've got something for you. Well, Tony?
Yep.
The only man who never makes a mistake is a man who never does anything. Theodore Roosevelt.
Well said.
Theodore.
Teddy ball game.
Wow.
Teddy fucking ball game.
Han. Well said.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dan.